Good morning, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the Spotlight this morning, Occidental Center for the Arts is pleased to bring back to the stage the talented musicians of Sono Musette. I'm here with Sono Musette lead singer, Mimi Pirard. Good morning, Mimi.
Good morning, Charlie.
Welcome back. It's been a while since we've spoken, but Sono Musette, your band, has got another show coming up Saturday, September 28th at the Occidental Center for the Arts.
That's correct. We're looking forward to playing there again. It's a lovely, lovely room.
Excellent. For people who are not familiar with your music, it's kind of a French 20th century throwback sound. Please, I'd love to hear all about it.
We like to call it French Vintage Café. So it's a lot of the older French music from anywhere from the 1920s to the 60s. We do a few contemporary pieces too. And then we also like to write our own songs in that style.
Oh, lovely.
So, yeah.
I read you're born in Paris.
I grew up close to Paris. I'm actually born in Egypt.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. But you grew up in Paris.
I grew up in Paris with a French father and an American mother.
And I assume you developed a love for music early on?
Yeah, I think, you know, my brother, Gabriel Pirard, who also plays with Gin and lots of other bands in the area, and I just started playing and singing pretty early on together, and it's grown from there.
Nice. How did you come out to Sonoma County?
My mother has family in this area, so
We
came over towards the end of school.
Excellent. And then how long has Sono Musette been an outfit?
Sono Musette has been together maybe about 3.5 years, but for 2 of those years I was on vocal rest. I got a vocal injury. So we just started up again in April.
Oh, okay.
So it's, yeah, our active band life is shorter than our...
Right. A little hiatus, but we're back.
Yes, that's correct.
Stronger than ever. Vocals are good.
Vocals are good.
Excellent. Yeah. Good to hear. Any albums in the work? Anything like that coming up?
Yep. We have one album that we wanted to do before my vocal injuries, but we had to stop. So we started up again in March, and hopefully it'll be ready in a month or two.
Nice.
Yeah.
And this will, I assume, have kind of all those combinations of the vintage music.
That's right.
The original music.
Yeah, Edith Piaf, Serge Gainsbourg, Jacques Brel, and then some of our own compositions.
Excellent. Tell me about the rest of the band, how you all kind of came together and what these other musicians bring.
Sure. Robert Lunsford is a good friend who approached me and wanted to start the band. He's an accordion player and a sound engineer around here. And he had previous projects with Jan Martinelli. She plays bass, stand-up bass and piano in our group. And she's very talented. She plays with a gazillion bands and jazz combos and has played with, you know, has toured extensively. And she's wonderful to have. And our guitar player, he's our most recent addition. He's been playing with us since less than a year. He's also fabulous. He's a band director in the Rincon Elementary area, and he's also played with Jan and some of his jazz combos. And we have Richard Andrews on drums, who also brings a lot to the table and lots of styles of music and writes also some of our songs. So it's lovely to work with them.
Nice. Yeah. Curious how you go about kind of taking these old songs, making them your own and making them, your own sound, your own voice.
Yeah, it's interesting, right? Because so we take the songs, we cover the songs that we really love, that we really like, and then it just comes out. We don't mean to make a certain style out of it. It's our own interpretation, and we don't put that much thought into it. It's just that's the way it comes out.
Right.
When you put a certain amount of people together with their backgrounds, that's...
Right.
Yeah.
Just let the talent do it.
Yeah,
right?
There you go.
What's the show going to look like at Occidental Center for the Arts on the 28th? I assume there's going to be some cabaret and concert seating. Is there a dance
floor?
Usually it's
a sit-down crowd, but we always love it when people are moved to dance. But most of it is usually a sit-down crowd and people listen and...
Perfect.
Yeah.
Kind of like an old Paris cafe.
Yes.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right? excellent. Well, get your tickets early. They're $20.
That's correct.
You can go to OccidentalCenterForTheArts.org, and they have a phone number also, 707-874-9392. Does Sono Musette have a website or a place where
do.
People can see more?
SonoMusette.com or Facebook, Sono Musette, and we're around. YouTube,
perfect.
We have a bunch of videos on YouTube and...
Great.
All the usual.
Well, go see them Saturday, September 28th in Occidental. And Mimi, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me, Charlie.
Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.